I'm here today with Vicki Hinzey, author of Forget Me Not and Deadly Ties, to talk about her next novel, Not This Time. Hi, Vicki. It's wonderful to be with you again.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you, too.
Now, Not This Time is the third book in your Crossroads Crisis series following Forget Me Not and Deadly Ties. What's the crux of the story, and what themes are highlighted?
Well, if you've read the previous books, then you've already met Beth and Joe. This is their story. Beth is caught between the rock and the hard place. You know, in life, we always get caught between lots of rocks and hard places. Her best friend and her business partner are the same person, and her name is Sarah, and Sarah has married a man that Beth has serious issues with. I can't imagine any human being not having serious issues with this man. Anyway, he is kidnapped and then purportedly murdered, and Beth appears to be the number one suspect. And all throughout the story and trying to prove her innocence, she has to make moral choices. Does she do the right thing, trying to spare him and to remain loyal to her friend, or does she do the easy thing, which would make her appear a lot less guilty of being his kidnapper? So things get really hairy for Beth and for Joe, her love interest in the story, because Joe fears that there's a connection between Beth's situation and a consult that he's doing. If you remember, Joe's a shadow watcher that works for the government. And he's afraid that this situation is one that NINA, which is the crime organization and terrorist organization that the Crossroads Crisis Center people battle throughout the series, he's afraid that there's a connection between those two. And Joe's battled NINA twice before, so he knows how dangerous they are and how serious this situation is. Now, on a personal level, Joe's really an amazing man. He's very, very cool. And Beth has a hard time believing that he would even be interested in her because she's everyday average, like most of us. But as they face their obstacles and their challenges in trying to prove Beth's innocence and trying to resolve the issues with NINA, they get close and they discover that by following God's plans for them, miracles can and do happen. And that's basically the upshot of the story.
In terms of delivering a message through story, what advantage do you see in using a romantic suspense as the vehicle?
Well, most people, I look at it from more of a universal level. Most people spend their whole lives either seeking love, loving someone, or recovering from a relationship that didn't work out. So romantic suspense seems like a natural vehicle for me in that, because there are always challenges, obstacles, trials along the way in matters of the heart. Our stories and the characters in our stories emulate real people. And so romance and suspense are at home in our emotional selves. They're natural to us because they're always fraught with challenge. So how we react to romance or suspense is largely due to the way that we see our spiritual selves, you know, our judgments, the way we see things, what we think, what the value we place on specific things. So those things govern the decisions we make. And in stories, you want to engage readers. You do that through emotions, and you want to engage them on all levels. You want them to react to the story, to what's happening physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So that's all the aspects in a human being. So that makes, to me, romantic suspense just a natural choice, and the choice that's most likely to engage and interest our readers because it's most like us. We tell the stories that we tell because we have something to say that we want other people to hear. We want to share it. And so if as a writer in storytelling, you engage the reader on all levels, then your chances of sharing something of value to them, is best. Not This Time, like Deadly Ties and Forget Me Not, is a purpose book. I wrote it for a specific purpose. So if I fail to engage the reader, then the book won't serve its purpose. But if I can engage that reader physically, emotionally, and spiritually, then the purpose that I wrote the book for has the opportunity to be filled.
So what then do you hope your readers will take away after reading Not This Time?
You know, we all face hard choices. Life is just overrun with hard choices. We have to make decisions that are difficult and decisions that we really wish we didn't have to make. Our hearts, we just, you know, some of them shatter our hearts. But we can't run or hide from those choices. We have to do what we know is right, even when it's hard. Even when other people that we respect give us a hard time or condemn us or shun us because we make the choices that we feel are right. Now, their reactions hurt us. That's no getting around it. But we have to remember that we are not facing these hard choices alone, that God's with us. And while others might condemn us and shun us and falsely accuse us, doubt us, or even abandon us, He won't. So we have to have the courage of our convictions and do the right thing, even when it's hard, because when we do, we can respect ourselves, and that's so important. It's real easy to do the right thing when you don't have anything to lose, but when you stand to lose everything, even your life, it's really hard. Yet when we do, and we do that right thing, we learn who we really are, our truest selves. And in that discovery, we find our humanity. Finding your humanity is worthy of respect. And that's why I wrote Not This Time.
Vicki Hinze has been my guest today. She's also the author of Forget Me Not and Deadly Ties. Vicki, we definitely look forward to Not This Time. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I very much enjoyed it.